Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. O sister dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep's small death. You, sister, graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spies, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too, our hands so grasping rest has freed, to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word, a world so prodigal and free reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. Rescue me, O God, with compassion. I have nowhere else to hide. Shadow me with your wings until all danger has passed me by. I call to you, O Most High, for you are always my helper. Send your aid from heaven to free me. Leave my oppressors ashamed at what they have done. Extend to me, O my God, your love that never fails, for I find myself among lions who crave for human flesh. Their teeth like spears and arrows, their tongues as sharp as swords. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory across the earth. They rigged a net for me, a trap to bring me down. They dug a pit to catch me, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God. My decision has been made. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Adonai, among the peoples. Among the nations I will sing your praise, for your love reaches higher than the heavens, and your unfailing love beyond the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory all over the earth. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn.
A reading from a sermon by Saint Joseph of Leonisa. Every Christian must be a living book wherein one can read the teaching of the gospel. This is what St. Paul says to the Corinthians. Clearly, you are a letter of Christ which I have delivered, a letter written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh in the heart. Our heart is the parchment. Through the ministry of the Word, the Holy Spirit is the writer, because my tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. And you, Adonai, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
With the angelic company, I shall sing my psalms to you, Adonai. With the angelic company, I shall sing my psalms to you, Adonai. In your holy temple, I shall adore you, and give witness to your holy name. With the angelic company, I shall sing my psalms to you, Adonai. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. With the angelic company, I shall sing my psalms to you, Adonai. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify God.
Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. O Holy One, God of beauty, wisdom, and compassion, you called and gifted your saints to live ordinary lives with extraordinary sensitivity to your presence in creation and among the poor. As we remember Saint Gilbert, Saint Joan, and Saint Joseph of Leonisa, strengthen us to follow their example in living the gospel. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.